Just based on practice today, will you give Truba a shot to start the game with Buff here?
Well, we'll see. We want to get him some practice time for sure. We didn't mind what we saw in the game. We'll go as the performance dictates, and the minutes are where we want them.
How could those two players complement each other?
It's an interesting dynamic to have a one-time shot on a guy with a guy that can move the puck as well as Buff does. We know that Jake's had that ability. He can pull the puck across the line and be creative in that hole too. So good size. They both again, it has more to do with who they'll match up with and who they play behind that we think can be effective. But there will be a learning curve for the two of them.
Well, are you getting as much points as you want or maybe need from your third line?
You know, you take a look at the depth charts around the league. For the most part, there's not a lot of offense coming off the third and fourth lines in the NHL. And a big reason for that is those guys don't play power play, and that's where the big points come from. In general, the answer has to be yes, because we've scored enough goals. We're not sitting at a 1-0, 2-1 game where we're giving up nothing and we're just not scoring enough goals to win hockey games. We've got enough offense being generated by our team. We could spread that offense around a little bit and possibly generate more off our third, but it would be at the expense of generating less off one and two.
What's the plan with Adam Lowry to get him back to where you wanted him to be at the beginning of this season?
The first part is what we've seen. He's better now than he was. He's playing quicker, so he got back into the middle last in the second half of the game in Chicago, and that'll be his in at some point. He'll go in there and it'll make a difference, and he'll keep going. So he's on the right trajectory. When that time comes and he gets into those top 9 minutes, I'm not sure it's part of what I'd like to see happen at some point. So it'll be a matter of time for him.
Brian Little was just talking about some of the young guys trying to find their game, find out their identity in the NHL. For you, when you're trying to get consistency out of your team, is that something you have to keep in mind, where those kids are in their projection, or is this your plan and they can either execute it, sink or swim?
I don't know that it's either. I've got lots of patience for them in terms of what they're able to accomplish on the ice, but we're looking for a certain level of intensity, and that's the big jump from going amateur to pro, and from being a young pro to being considered a veteran pro. Your consistency in your game, for the most part, I have a pretty good idea of what an older player does every night. The younger players usually will show you something, it'll pull back a little bit, and they'll show you something more. But once the puck drops, that mentality happens probably between games and on video. When we're dropping the puck, everybody's the same age. You know, we're all playing at the same pace and intensity level. That's the plan. So you talk about those things and try to hold those players to that.
How much of a concern is it that Dustin Byfuglien leads his team in penalty minutes?
Well, I would expect him to. Okay. I mean, it's either him or Peluso probably. But based on the minutes that Dustin's on the ice, he's going to lead our team in penalty minutes, yeah.
Did you send a message to him the other night?
Oh, I sent a message to him. I just some silent protest to the referees. I benched the only guy I thought got a legitimate call on him. Now it's going to go over well, isn't it? It's kind of in my head and kind of out my mouth before I filtered it.
Sorry about that.
At some point in certain games, penalties are going to happen by the intensity of the game. I understand that. I don't like all of them.
What precipitated the change in the back end you're looking to make?
More minutes, and we're down a goal, and Jake's a more offensive player, so we give more minutes to the offensive guys.
You just like what you saw?
I liked it enough. I know at some point we're going to have to get the minutes to those players, and it's one way to do it.